I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Alon?
Here.
Mr. Laughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Lovey?
Here.
Mrs. Roberts?
Here.
Mrs. Keel? Mr. Sutton?
Here.
General Administration, report number 8.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on November 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 24th, and 25th of 2025. Having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District, does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on November 17th, 2025.
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye. Letters and communication, Mr. Kendall. Anything?
None this evening.
Thank you. Comments relative to the agenda? New business. Report number 1.
This is the capital project construction presentation and update. Jessica Miller and Kevin Kroger here from CNS Construction. Just update the commissioners on the status of our building project.
Almost done, right?
Almost done. No.
Hello, thank you for your time this evening. Just running through the three main areas here very quickly. Down in the grade room, we are on track right now with some maybe minor holes to have space turned over for use by the program in January, hopefully within a couple weeks after holiday break. The Golden Dome, I don't know if anybody's parked their head in there, but we have about 75% of the roof insulation removed. So it looks a lot different compared to what it's like for the last 4 years. We've also, we're almost complete with the bathrooms at the west end, the new gang bathrooms, and we have significantly advanced demolition, and we're starting some rebuild in the hockey locker room, and we have done both the demo in the football locker room. On the exterior of the dome, we do have a little bit of fascia work that we expect to start as soon as we have manpower freed up, but that all that perimeter fascia on the gutters around the roof is going to be installed right out in frigid temperatures. Let them know those guys. And then over at the bus garage, our current efforts are centered around the construction of the building envelope, so all this framework is up. Roof panels are up. We've been building out the stone perimeter at the base, finishing out some framing out of openings, windows, doorways, and whatnot, and wall panels should start going on any day. What else? What did I miss?
Right now. Look at the pictures, though. The stone work out there looks really good.
So that's a little over roughly 3.5 feet around the base of the bus garage. The metal panels will actually land on top of that.
And you can, if you look at the dome pictures, that's the difference in color. You can see the color of the gold compared to the brown.
Anybody have any questions for these guys?
Thank you.
Not easy.
For now.
Next time. Report number 2.
This is the final read and adoption of Augsburg City School District Policies 100, 110.2, 111, 111E, 115, 115R, 1120R, 4751, 4765, and 4770. Having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, does hereby approve the adoption of the policies named above, presented this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So
This is the first read of Augsburg City School District Policies 4325, 4511, 5500, 5500R, 5550, and 5605. No action necessary. First read.
Any questions? Anyone? Thank you. Item 4.
This is the board approval to give superintendent permission to enter into a contract. That the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the superintendent Kevin Kendall permission to contract with a qualified private investigator on an appropriate case-by-case basis to investigate residency concerns as submitted this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Report number 5.
This is a resolution to approve contract with Brookville Center for Children's Services Incorporated. The Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the contract with Brookville Center for Children's Service Incorporated for student services as submitted this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there recommended action?
No, the only question I had is I read through and it said at home or away. So would this be in a case where a student would be in Brookville?
This is a case where a student is in a residential facility of a student with disabilities.
In Brookville or
yes.
In generally?
In Brookville, which is down Long Island.
Okay. So they can't approve it in this area.
We're approving the contract with them to provide services to a student who is in a residential program down Long Island.
Okay. I just wanted to double check.
Kevin, what's the price tag in that?
You're talking about $120,000 for the next 7 years.
And that was the closest available?
Correct. They're about the same price everywhere you go.
They're
anywhere between $110,000 and $130,000. And this isn't all, the student only comes back during school breaks.
Is there recommended action? Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Report number 6.
This is 2025-2026 property tax collections. No action necessary, information only.
Anybody comments or questions? Report number 7.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Report number 8.
This is acceptance of donations. One $10,000 monetary donation from Jim and Sharon France, and another donation for the Augsburg Zoology class of 6 taxidermy animals from Sally and George. How do you pronounce that, Kevin?
Benvingo.
Having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools that the donation made to the Augsburg City School District be accepted for the 2025-2026 school year on this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Report number 9.
This is a resolution to approve change order EC001 2025 capital project number 5123-0001-5022-001. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order EC-001 2025 capital project number 5123-0001-0502-001 presented this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
I got a question on this. First of all, I look at this and it says, that amount of transfer is required by National Grid standards. And I'm concerned that the architect had to miss that somewhere along the line. And now it's coming back to us, and we're going to take another, we're looking at $20,000 out of the contingency fund to fund that. And I guess my concern is that if it's National Grid standards, I mean, they built garage buses before, or bus garages before. I don't know why you'd miss something like that. And I guess, you know, one of my concerns would be that maybe they ought to pay for half of it anyways.
I mean, what's the reason for the change order?
Essentially, once Colatim was working with National Grid to coordinate the Padmont Grants program, because National Grid requires that. National Grid presented to Colatim, and their standard documents that say this is what we require for our primary feed out to that transformer.
Is that something that the architect should have caught in the initial design? Yes?
Yeah, I mean, the price of it hasn't changed, right?
Exactly.
The price of those, that hasn't changed from when it was initially, you know, estimated to now.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
That was a required item, required cost, correct?
Correct. So what was shown in the contract documents was basically the direct bury conduit rather than sand rather than a case in a concrete upright. So the added cost to the contractor is justified why the root of why the in order to
But we didn't budget for it. That's why it's coming out of contingency.
Correct. Chances are, if this were caught by BCA during design, we would have seen it in base bid versus it coming out of contingency
right now.
Right. So overall, it probably is costing the project more. But unfortunately, because of how the information finally made it to the install, it's coming out of contingency rather than in the base bid.
But it does lower the district's contingency budget on something that should have been in the general construction bid.
Yes, lower the district.
And I think that's what, you know, I think that's what Mr. Loeffler is certainly, you know, trying to address here, is that at the end of the day, we build contingency in for those things that we didn't know. Like when we dig and we see, or go through a wall and see asbestos, we didn't know it was there. That's the contingency, not on something that we could have prepped ahead of time and had the full contingency budget still there, because that would have been included in the base bid.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So, is there a recommended action?
No more.
Got no second.
I'll second.
All right. Second. Please call the roll.
This is a resolution to approve change order EC-002, 2025 capital project number 5123-0001-0007-026. The having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order EC-002, 2025 capital project number 5123-0001-0007-026, presented this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. No, I had an answer with the previous one.
No, this is
no.
This is different.
A little bit different, yep.
Got it.
Grab a second.
Yeah.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
No.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrath?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Can we go back to discuss this?
Yeah.
So, going back to the previous situation, was this something that was neglected in the drawings, or is this something that came upon? That came about without, you know what I'm trying to say? Was this a lack of preparation and attention to detail, or is this something that came about that we didn't know about?
The former. So, yes, basically, we had new electrical panels going in to provide 400 amps of service in that space. The drawings show to reuse the existing electrical feed was only rated for 100 amps. So, yes.
So it was an oversight?
Yes.
I echo what Mr. Mr. Loeffler said just a couple of minutes ago, that's another $22,000 out of our contingency. That's $44,000 out of the contingency. I say no.
Mr. Sutton?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. LeLong?
Aye.
Board number 11.
This is a resolution to approve change order EC-003, 2025 capital project number 5123-0001-007-026. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve change order EC-003, 2025 capital project number 5123-0001-007-026, presented this 15th day of December 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. LeLong?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for items B1 through B11 to be passed on the consent agenda. Comments by citizens. Board members.
Just congratulations to the students for the Bye Bye Bird production, from the people that helped put it together to the people that had roles in it, and the team that was well done.
Fantastic.
Very good.
I will echo that. It was a great show. It always amazes me at the talent that we have here at OFA. I will also commend our musicians. The concerts so far have been great. Again, always amazed by the talent. And we dodged a little weather last week, thankfully, to get them in on the same day. And the timing worked out perfectly. So I commend the AV staff, custodial staff, the music department, the kids, everybody that was associated with it. I commend them. And I wish the entire district community a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And as much sickness as that is going around right now, I hope we can get to that winter break or the holiday break quick. But we're closing out 2025 with our last week of school, and look forward to 2026. Next board meeting is January 20th, 2026.
I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for matters of business. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.